The first reading is a reading from the letter to the Hebrews. The Holy Spirit says, "Oh, that today you would hear his voice. Harden not your hearts, as at the rebellion in the day of testing in the desert, where your ancestors tested and tried me, and saw my words for 40 years. Because of this, I was provoked with that generation, and I said, they have always been an erring heart, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. Take care, brothers and sisters, that none of you may have an evil or an unfaithful heart, so as to forsake the living God. Encourage yourselves daily while it is still today, so that none of you may grow hardened by the deceit of sin. We have become partners of Christ, if only we hold the beginning of the reality firm until the end. The word of the Lord. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Come, let us bow down and worship. Let us kneel before the Lord who made us. For he is our God, and we are the people he shepherds, the flock he guides. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Oh, that today you would hear his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as in the day of Massa in the desert, where your fathers tempted me. They tested me, though they had seen my works. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. 40 years I was wearied of that generation. I said, this people's heart goes astray, and they do not know my ways. Therefore I swore in my anger, they shall never enter my rest. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts." My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. A leper came to him and, kneeling down, begged him and said, "If you wish, you can make me clean." Moved with pity, he stretched out his hand, touched the leper, and said to him, "I do will it. Be made clean." The leprosy left him immediately, and he was made clean. Then, warning him sternly, he dismissed him at once. Then he said to him, "See, you tell no one anything, but go show yourself to the priest and offer for your cleansing what Moses prescribed. That will be proof for them." The man went away and began to publicize the whole matter. He spread the report abroad so that it was impossible for Jesus to enter a town openly. He remained outside in deserted places, and people kept coming to him from everywhere. The Gospel of the Lord. So we continue in the book of Hebrews, and it says, "If today you hear my voice, harden not your hearts." And so all of us priests and religious, when we say every day, we begin with our office every day, it begins with the invitory or inventory. And what happens is we say this psalm every day. And I've always not liked this psalm because, you know, it starts off, you know, listen to his voice, but then it always ends as they shall not enter into my rest. Well, thank you, Jesus. First thing in the morning, tell me about how I'm not going to enter into your rest. And so, but it's a challenge that the way to enter into the rest of God is if you listen to his voice. So the church reminds us every day you need to listen to God and do his will first. Then you can enter into my rest. If you don't do my will, if you don't listen to me, you cannot enter into my rest. So you could say, that's not very nice. I know, I've had to deal with it for 40 years. But the reality, it's constantly telling me every day to remind me, my job is to listen to God today and to do his will. Your job is the same. May you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let us stand and let